Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. My pleasure. Maybe even a dream come true. It is a dream come true to have Joe Bailey back on the show, folks. Joe's an old friend of ours, an original member of our Brain Trust. We haven't talked to him in a while. We've missed him. Joe Bailey is the author of a number of books, including The Speed Trap, including Slowing Down to the Speed of Your Life. Joe is a licensed psychologist and president of Health Realization Consultants in the great city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's our good friend. Joe, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. We've missed you.
Well, it's good to be missed, and it's good to be back.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I know that one of the things you've been working on lately is this, the idea of fear, the concept of fear, the notion of fear, this thing that's out there for all of us. I know you've been working on that. In fact, you're writing, or either have written and are going to be in the next several months publishing a book on the topic, aren't you?
Yeah, I've just actually, you know, after 9/11, I think 9/11 was a big wake-up call to all of us in a lot of different ways. And what I saw happening with myself and with people around me and the media and the whole world was that we just became filled with fear. In a sense, the terrorists had succeeded in terrorizing us.
Oh, that's exactly right. Terror is not an act. It's a state of mind, isn't it?
And the intent of it doesn't take much, but the intent is to get people off balance, to put them in a state of fear, because when people are afraid, they're powerless.
Every time I go through an airport, I'm not afraid of terrorists. I'm mad at them because one guy decides to put a shoe bomb in a shoe, one guy, and forevermore, billions of people have to take their shoes off at an airport because of one guy. It's a way of creating chaos, isn't it?
Well, it is, but what I've seen for myself and what I've seen for other people is that we don't have to be afraid. As a matter of fact,
right.
To be afraid is how we hurt ourselves. As FDR once said, you know, when our country was at such a low point in the Depression that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. You know, I know that saying has been said so many times, but a lot of us don't really understand the real power of that.
Mm-hmm.
The fear
exactly
really
right.
is the enemy, and fear really is what eats us up from the inside out. And this book is about how to reclaim our power, how to live in a state of fearlessness, because that's the only time when we'll really be safe is when we're fearless. And it's the only way to really keep our freedom is to live in a state of fearlessness or peace.
Well, this is a fascinating topic, Joe, and it's something I've talked about and have written about a number of times. It's very important for small business owners to understand this concept, the things that you're talking about, Joe, because we work a high wire act without a net.
Absolutely.
And if we can't overcome, if we can't manage our fears, I'll put it that way. I'm not gonna presume that somebody can overcome anything, but if we can't learn to manage our fears, then we never make decisions and move forward.
Well, we can't make decisions because, you know, when we're in a state of fear, we're panicked. You know, like a person, like there's a great example in my book that actually I stole from Rudolph Giuliani. He talked about a group of people that were stuck in the elevator in one of the Twin Towers at 9/11. And five of them were top management, and one was a window washer. And that elevator got stuck between floors, and where it stopped, it was an express elevator, so there was no door. There was no exit,
mm-hmm.
and they knew they were doomed.
Mm-hmm.
And they all panicked. They were in the dark, you know, totally freaked out. One had a flashlight. They saw that there was this wall in front of them. The only one that remained fearless and calm, and not that he didn't have fear, I'm sure he was as afraid as
right.
the rest of them, but he got calm and he got centered, and he thought clearly and had realized he could use his tools to break them out of there. And as a team, they worked together for the next 20 minutes and broke through that wall and were saved. But he was the only one that remained calm in that in that terrifying experience.
How do you find that kind of control? How do you fight off the fear?
Well, first of all, you have to recognize where it's coming from. Fear doesn't come from the outside. It doesn't come from other people. It doesn't come from terrorists. It doesn't come from the weather. It doesn't come from the television set. Fear comes from our own thinking. We're the creators of our own fear. Now, that's a mouthful, and there's a whole chapter on that in my book, how we create our own experience, and you and I have talked about that over the years. That thinking is the greatest power we have to create all of our emotions, not just fear, but all of our emotions. But fear is a trigger emotion. Once we go down the slippery slope of fear, we move into worry and stress and anxiety and confusion. We lose our bearings and we can't make decisions. We can't think clearly. And as business owners, people know that if they're not living with courage, if they're not living with fearlessness, they can't think creatively to respond to the needs and the constant changes that are going on in the marketplace out there today.
One of the things that I've thought a lot about, Joe, and actually wrote an article about this once, is about fighting fear with what I call the fear-fighting tools, one of which is being prepared. And in other words, the more I knew about something, even when something fearful happened, I was able to fight fear by knowing that I had knowledge, I had information that would allow me to minimize this threat, what I perceived as a threat or what was a real threat, like the elevator situation. I was prepared. I had an experience, or I had tools, or I had some information that allowed me to minimize the debilitating effects of fear.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. And you know, my son is a fireman, and the first thing they teach him in training is, you know, all the ways to deal with all these thousands of different kinds of situations that they can be in that are very dangerous. But the first thing on their list of their they have these due diligence lists is always remain calm. If we're not calm in the midst of a crisis, we can't remember all those things.
Well, what we've done is we've added extra degrees of difficulty to an already difficult situation. Stand by, Joe. Joe Bailey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend. He and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Bailey. Joseph Bailey is the author of Slowing Down to the Speed of Life and The Speed Trap, and those are available wherever books are sold. And Joe, you want to give us your website, please?
It's www.joebaileyandassociates, and is written out, .com.
All right. And the new book, you got a title for it?
It's called Addicted to Fear.
But you can't buy it yet, folks. What we're doing, as you know, we've done this many times with our other Brain Trust members, we're sort of birthing this book on the show. It's going to be out sometime next year, Joe?
Yes, it'll be out October 2007. So it's the very first time I've spoken about it on the air.
All right.
So
well, we appreciate
Quite an honor.
Well, it's an honor for us for you to do this, and as I say, we've done this. We're honored that you're doing this, but we've done this many times with other authors, and built up a lot of interest in their books. And of course, folks, as you know, nothing but the best for my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show.
You're always on the cutting edge, Jim.
You know, Joe, I want to talk about fear and small business owners. I am one. I have been one. There isn't much about fear that you can't tell me that I haven't experienced. All small business owners go through times when they don't know if they're going to make it, they're going to be able to be in business tomorrow. I actually got my business down to the point where there were times when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour, literally. And I worked myself into such a state of, you know, such an anxious state that I imagined all kinds of horrible, you know, monsters that were going to come out of the phone or going to come through the front door. Now, this was early, this is especially early on, before I'd had a lot of experiences with these kinds of things and before I really realized that, I had things, I knew things that would fight these things off and that I had. And then whenever the thing happened, I found out two things. I found out, number one, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And number two, I was able to handle it. So the next time something similar happened, I had those experiences, and I had those memories, and I called on those memories and said, you know what? You know, this isn't my first rodeo. That's a new term I've learned in the last few years, Joe, that I like to say to myself, hey, Blessing Game, this isn't your first rodeo. You know, don't let this get you. What do you think? Self-talk.
Well, I can totally relate to what you're saying, Jim. I was a small business owner myself and was at that same point where I was facing bankruptcy, and I just felt like such a failure. And I think that that feeling of being a failure and the fear of failing was my ego, of course. Mm-hmm. And all those thoughts paralyzed me, and it led me to not think in the way that I needed to think in order to really turn my business around. And I remember getting to the kind of hitting bottom, if you will, and finally admitting to my father, who was this great businessman, who was one of the best entrepreneurs I've ever met, and admitting to him I was failing. And that was a turning point. And he said, "Joe, I'm not gonna save you in this, but I really trust that you know how to take yourself out of this." And that was the best thing he could have ever given me, more than bailing me out financially, was having faith in me. And at that, from that point forward, I began, it was like something opened up in me, and I started to think so creatively, and I had to deal with all my problems, the lease, the debt with the bank, et cetera, and I did deal with that. But I started getting my juices back and my creativity, and I started having hope and seeing that, things could turn around, and that it, being a failure didn't mean that I was a failure. Failing in my business, I didn't have to see that as myself. And that's just what, that's the problem with our ego, is we get ourselves so on the line with our businesses and everything else that we do, whether it's our kids in sports, that we lose sight of what's really important.
Well, you know, Joe, one of the things that's helped me a lot, too, is realizing that, and this is something that I've written about as well, failure is the harness mate of success.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have true success, lasting success, the kind that can really be appreciated, if you haven't already failed many times.
You got to get really good at failing.
It does, and but it doesn't have to be, you know, full onslaught meltdown, you know, geophysical meltdown, you know, nuclear meltdown, I should say, to be a failure. I mean, it could be little failures. That, and in fact, that's what we really should be striving for, is we should expect to fail, but we should try to make them little failures. Doesn't that help to fight fear off?
Well, you know, like when I'm, when I work out, I love to work out. I always work out to the point of failure, and I don't see that as a bad thing. I see that as a really good thing because it pushes me to a further and further limit.
Mm-hmm.
I discover powers and strengths in myself that I never knew I had.
Right.
And I think the same thing is true with the rest of our life. If we're afraid of failing, we're never going to try. If we're afraid of failing, we're never really going to take that new idea and put it out there and take a risk.
Fear of failure is if you fear failure so much, you actually might not fear. I mean you actually might not never fail, but you absolutely won't succeed, will you?
You can't, because you're not really trusting in yourself, and that's the real key to success is having confidence and faith in yourself. And by that, I don't mean your ego. I mean a bigger self.
You know, Joe, when your dad said what he did to you and did what he did with you, he never loved you any other day more than in that moment. That was hard for him to do that, I promise you.
Oh, and
you know that.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
JoeBaileyandAssociates.com?
Yes.
JoeBaileyandAssociates.com. Thanks, Joe, for being here. Good job. We'll see
you
real soon.
Great to talk to you.
Joe Bailey, folks, he'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.